Okay.
Remember the pinochle conversation?
Yes, although that wasn't touched on in this recording.
Well, we're hooking it together, honey. We're
Okay.
the seamstress of the stars.
What was talked about was the fact that the duality dealt with
Spoken
having
about.
a
Spoken
spoken
about.
about was two yous in the same world, each with those three aspects. That the closer that they come together, the closer you get to the vortex, the center of the vortex.
Or power.
A power, exactly. So is that ascension, what you were describing?
It's a form of it, yeah.
Okay, and then the two yous that are in the same world, are they actually, I mean, is it a doppelganger? Is it another physical, a double of what, of me that is connecting or looking to connect with me?
Yeah, that's where Mr. Good Bob came from. Now we know he's very dapper, but Bob's got more character.
Okay, but you said Mr. Good Bob is from a different world, and then the conversation you were having
Yeah.
with Carolyn, you were speaking about the same world. Those
Correct.
two entities are in the same world. So is this two worlds coming together, and then the two yous meeting and connecting?
Have you ever freeze-dried Skittles?
No.
It turns them into something else.
The texture, does it turn it from a, I think Skittles are mushy on the inside, right? So if you freeze them, it just changes it makes them hard. Is that what you mean?
Yes,
So
but
if
they
you bite
pop.
into a frozen, they
They
pop.
no, no, they pop. They pop.
They pop in the freezer or when you put them in your
Freeze
mouth, frozen.
dryer. Freeze dryer.
Oh, freeze dryer. I didn't know that. Okay, no. Uh-oh. Oh. So, okay. So I what does that have to do with the two U's?
It has to do with the distance between them. It's what you're asking about, how it affects the meat tech body. A skittle is a skittle is a skittle. And then you do something to it, notice that it becomes something else.
Right, okay.
Got it?
No.
Good. Our work is done. Good.
You're saying the two that the a you becomes a different thing, but it's a different, so that creates the two-ness, the duality. What? I'm not following what you mean.
Well, ask Bob, come save it. We promised we were going to try to be sweet, sweet on our own, but
Can you
you
use
asked me to
another
save this?
example? I'm trying to
What
understand the
bum?
two U's.
What bum?
What could they be? There's you, and there's the other you. All that you couldn't be. All that you fucked
Or
up.
that you wanted to be, or that you became and you didn't want to become.
So one entity becomes a different entity, but it doesn't mean there's two different entities.
Sometimes, but then it's also not limited to that either.
Yeah, you're never going to reconcile the two you, so forget that one. Invent a new route to ascension. Make one up. Like if I move to Los Angeles, will that help me ascend?
Back to that.
Yeah, that's what we all, I never forget.
Save a lot of money, you can live in a pup gym. They got a cement pond you can swim in and everything, Bob.
You can't make it what you're saying, Ion. Say it better. Louder.
What are we saying? What are we saying? We don't know what we're saying either.
That's a problem. You lost focus, Ion.
Right. Oh, focus, hocus, pocus. You hold it.
Well, Ion, why can't you just be a little clearer in your answer?
Oh. How can we ambiguously answer that one, Bob? Clean it up. Ask a better question. You'll get a better answer. If you don't like your answers, it's your question's the problem. Come on, Mel.
You're sitting there. You're on the phone. You have to lie to your mother that you're not on the phone. This is similar to Brent's
dilemma. You're plotting her death just to get a pair of damn earbuds. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, she actually already gave them to me.
Yeah, but you know those will never be yours until she's no more. You know it.
Yes, but they're in my possession now. That's a step in the right direction.
Well,
how's she doing about her life? I mean, it's been about 5 years where she wanted to die and she just kept living because she was on the product. So how is she now?
She's still the same.
Still
except
pissed
not
off
on the product.
That she's still alive.
Yes. She's just not on any of the products, although she does take Realign once a day.
Why isn't she on the products?
Because she doesn't want to be.
Ah, she decided that's what's screwing her up. She's on her suicide route.
I guess. Maybe.
Do you sneak the products into her anyways?
No.
You finally accepted her leaving.
Well, it's her decision. And she doesn't want to take the products, so I'm not going to force them on her if she doesn't want them. But nothing's changed. I mean, she's doing well. She's doing fine. She's not regressed physically.
Yeah, she took enough of the products to lock her in. She's never going to die. That's going to piss her off.
Unless she decides to. I guess she hasn't really chosen to fully commit to going. So.
Is she 97?
No, she's almost 96.
96, okay.
She's 95, yeah. She'll be 96 in a couple of months.
Well, she's one of our finest students.
She actually gets it.
Yeah. Didn't want to, but she gets it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have another question.
What's your next question?
My next question is...
Your mother was a good topic there, Suzanne.
Clarifying for me the non-physical aspect of merging. Does the ascended person have non-physical in them?
Of course.
Is that part of being ascended?
Otherwise, how would they know? Otherwise, what would they connect to? Otherwise, what would they bump into? Otherwise, what would make them know that they were something inside of them more than themselves? Otherwise, they just
there's your answer to the you and the you. That's what the one you is, your limited you, and then the other you is the what he was just describing there.
Yes, the you works like a yo-yo.
There's no you in your you.
You,
said the queen to the princess.
Margaret.
And then another question I have, Ion, is with regard to nucleotides. Currently, Well, are there four bases in a rung of a nucleotides in the DNA
not
double
limited,
helix?
Not limited to four.
So seven?
Not limited to seven.
Could be more on a rung. Okay.
Okay, that got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
excellent.
It for now.
Thank you, darling. See, we were softer with you than we were Brent. Because Brent could take it. He could take it like a man.
Well, I'm a girl.
Hi,
you say cortisol will be released differently in the ascended.
Correct.
Does the cortisol being released differently connect to what Brent just evoked about the nucleotides?
Go at it a different way.
So cortisol participates in carbohydrate, lipid, and protein metabolism.
Good, right?
So, okay. How?
What's your brain made out of?
Cholesterol.
Good, excellent.
Okay, so when you were talking about the hydrophilic phospholipids, does that relate to the conversations we've had in the past about gram-positive and gram-negative?
Yes.
Okay. Do we engage, so you mentioned to Brent that we don't make the amino acids. That was one of the questions I had. So do we engage the, where's this question? Do the three new amino acids come from outside the ascending body and we ingest them? Or does our meat sack produce the three new amino acids from taking the complement formula?
Okay, I know we're going to take a break. You're fucking up.
Yeah,
answering.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, Ion. I appreciate your time,
welcome,
and
darling.
Bob, too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Well, don't say goodbye. We'll get Ion back in better shape.
Okay. Bye.
We have to eat.
Okay.
Now, apparently, we have to eat every 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay, sounds good, yeah.
Okay, Bob, let's go. Let's try it again. See how we go.
Okay, who was talking, Susanna or Alyssa?
Alyssa.
What happened to Susanna? Did she get anywhere with the U and the U?
Yeah, but then we got all sideways over the earbuds, and then it went south from there.
Okay. Maybe Susanna can come back later and pick it up.
Go
ahead, Alyssa.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, so...
What's the last question we didn't answer for you?
Yeah, okay. So I heard you answer, Brent, that we don't make the amino acids. So
correct.
That perked my ears up, because one of my questions was, do the three new amino acids come from outside the ascending body and we ingest them, or does our meat sack produce? Okay.
They'll be applied to your body, sometimes transdermally, sometimes injected, IM, and sometimes intravenous. It's very difficult to eat them, but I guess you could.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
Okay, come on.
Okay, next one. Yeah, Ion, you've noted the chip body is extending a fractal antenna system into the meat sac's lipid system. Is this an ascended application with the tech body and ring 7?
If you apply it with nucleic acid, maybe.
Okay. Next one. This is a really basic one. Does lysine activate the amino acids in the lipid system?
It helps, yes.
Okay. So there's conditions that we can ingest through eating, like lysine, that helps when the other three amino acids are applied.
Okay.
Okay.
A little ambiguous, but it's okay.
Well, you just said that we apply the three new amino acids. We don't eat them.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Right, go ahead.
Okay. So do we engage the three new amino acids before the mind, body, spirit, or does that happen in a sequential order, or is it simultaneous? How does that work?
We've been working with Bob trying to get his shit straightened out so we can tell you that question, but we're going to say ask Bob because he hasn't decided just yet. There should be.
Okay.
Well, what's been worked out is it really doesn't make any difference at this point. It should have been a flowing, easy, step by step, but it's turning into a tsunami where everything hits at the same time, apparently.
Okay.
But ask Bob. Pin Bob on that one and see what he says. He'll talk to you for 2 hours and not say a thing.
Okay. So on July 29th in 2011, you explained that the lymphatic system would be the design of the fractal and that we're trying to use lysine to enhance the lipids in the body. You say we're not trying to use lysine to enhance your fractal antenna. So my question is, the three new amino acids, do they directly impact the lipids in the body more significantly than the other system? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So
jump starts the change from spinal fluid to synovial fluid.
Okay, so the three new amino acids directly impacting the lipid system more significantly than any other system is what causes that shift from spinal to synovial fluid.
Agreed.
Okay, there was something there when you were answering that. I felt it.
Glad you hadn't broke the plate.
What'd you say?
Glad you have not broken the plate.
Correct. The plate is not broken. The plate is hanging on the wall, as we've discussed, on the north wall.
The northern face. Good.
Ion, are the lipids in the lymph system changing the covalent position to be more ionic?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and
don't do that one. Do the next one first.
That's all I have. How is cortisol released now? Because that middle layer of the adrenal produces cortisol. And cortisol does a shit ton of stuff. It promotes, here's a question. Does cortisol, you say it's going to be released differently in the ascended. Does cortisol create the change from muscles to tendons?
It supports it, yes.
Okay. So when you say that cortisol will be released differently, What does that mean? Like, it's released from that middle layer of the adrenals, and it does all this shit for the body. So what does it mean that it will be released differently, Aya?
It's the way releasing it and then having your body absorb it. See, that's what JW is doing right now. He's absorbing
it. Got it. So the release is the same, but the absorption is what's different.
Correct, and it can vary. But everybody so far,
so far what? Was there a cutout there? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think Ion sounded like they may have dropped off. Okay, they'll come back. Bert, while we're waiting for Ion to come back, the dragon that is the United States of America is becoming the red dragon, and Ion says yes. So, I thought that the red dragon was the United States of America. Is that not what you gleaned? That there was like a change from the dragon to the red dragon?
No. Always knew it was the United States was the red dragon. It was in the Revelations.
Yeah, okay. But there's something about there being a shift that the dragon is changing. And there's words that say, Ion, do you admit the dragon that we know as the United States of America is becoming the red dragon?
It is, so, always has been.
Okay,
We got call fail 4 times. Just bam, 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 bam.
Oh,
bam.
Wow.
It's too cool for school.
Okay, I'm
so y'all, now you've got them chasing us. They don't want to fuck with us. But, oh, no, sorry. They don't want to blink. They don't want to blink with us. Yeah.
Okay, so Ion, you said that the dragon, the red dragon that's the United States of America, connects to the lipids. How does that work?
And the monocrodial positions of the body have a frequency that attach to certain things. You have it all. There's 5 bodies. You have to connect to the 5 bodies. You got to connect to the angel chart. You got to do the 14 degrees of freedom. You got to bring it all back to blooming of the lotus, and you got to bring it back in the body, coming to its full circle, full tilt self. And what the new amino acids do are going to immediately start addressing your weaknesses, your old injuries, the things that are fucked up with you, and it'll correct those first. We didn't say it was comfortable. Okay. Just necessary. Just necessary. Not comfortable. I mean, it can be, but ask Bert.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So the United States of America is becoming the red dragon, or has been the red dragon. The frequency that's shifting the United States of America in the outer kingdom is a parallel to how the amino acids are shifting our meat sacks.
See, and that's what you're seeing, that's what you're seeing in the news now. You're seeing the empire striking back. It's trying to devour itself. What is it? Trump was talking about how he loves America. And he wants America to be great again because presently it's a shithole. That's what he called America, a shithole.
Okay, so there's going to be...
From Baltimore on, that's what it's becoming.
Okay.
See? Seesaw.
So the parts of America that are fucked up are going to get cleaned up with amino acids in the Outer Kingdom?
No, more likely a tsunami.
Okay. 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 Well, that's
you
what
see,
I have.
The reason this thing is kicking, the reason this thing is kicking off is those people are strident. They're serious. They believe what they believe in. They believe that everybody should have be androgynous. They believe that you can choose your sex.
Right. Yeah.
And everybody else looks at it like you either got a penis or you got a vagina, for Pete's sake. If you got two, if you got both, then you're the luckiest. You're the luckiest woman. You're the luckiest she-man on earth.
Oh man, it is upside down, just like you said. It's gotten all wacky.
But it's not because they're just making shit up. Just blink with you. They're doing it in this position that they think you're crazy, and they're right.
Right, right. Yes, yes.
I mean, they're very adamant about it. They'll fight you over it. They'll have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of them in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Okay, well, those are the questions I have on the lipid so far.
Don't you know?
I'll have more.
Where you make salads that aren't really salads.
Right. Macaroni salad for everybody. Okay.
And marshmallow jello salad.
I like the Snicker bar salad with the whipped cream and the grapes. So weird. So weird. All right, that's all I've got on the.
I'm glad you brought up the food topic to an end, or this would have ended way before this. You know how Bob is our cuisine. He's our Michelin cuisine judger.
Cool. All right, somebody else can hop in. Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Ion.
Yes, sir.
When you introduced Relax and Allow in the early days, were you referring to Olmridge?
Yes. The measure of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is. It's the measure of resistance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for that. That just buzzed down.
And so if you relax and allow and that works out, that's good. But if it's not, then that's why you need a Faraday cage to buffet it.
Oh, I have some Faraday cage questions, but I'm going to go to my next one.
It's why Sweet Baby Ray's is so delicious.
Sweet Baby Ray's? Oh, you're getting into the food. Ian, I don't want to end my session that quick. We won't talk about food. Let's go to the next one. Hold. Okay. In 2015, a caller was asking you about the ascended thyroid, and you said that the thyroid is already obsolete. But I have in Bob's private session, August 12, 2021, you said that we're going to be able to hook the thalamus, the pineal gland, vis-a-vis the thyroid, and the thyroid is going to be a telltale heart. So the question is the thyroid taking on more of a heart function?
No, it's taking on more of a mediation position for how the synaptic neurons fire. Yeah. That's why everybody's having the, now all of a sudden they're having a TED.
You said TED?
Uh-huh. Thyroid eye disease.
Thyroid eye disease, okay. Okay. Thank you for that one. Okay, this is a cleanup on OWL 2021. We had an engagement, and we were discussing the lotus flower and the plasma field. And then you stated the first line is a cohesive bond, and the inside line is the petals to the lotus flower. Okay, those lines that you were referring to, were you referring to the lines of the Asher and Escher?
That's in the Asher and Escher, but it doesn't, those lines aren't, they apply to it in a different way. You got it all screwed up.
Okay.
You're saying the wheel is driving the. You're saying the wheel is driving the car. No, the wheel is how you steer the moving car.
So you weren't literally referring to lines when you said the first line is a cohesive bond and the inside line
Maybe.
Is the pedals.
Maybe. Maybe. But you asked the question and we're trying to clean it up. So if that's what we said, okay, good. Now develop that. Go a little further, Mr. Corso.
Okay, were you, okay, then, okay, now I'm looking at this. Okay, those lines, are you referring to the balance and valence?
Certainly things to come up more and more often, doesn't it?
So the first line would be the valence and the inside line would be the valence and the inside line.
Agreed.
So.
Agreed.
Okay. So there's no need to go further on that. Okay, then I see. I was going to
you can if you want to start with that.
No, I'll let that percolate a little bit. I'll go back. Okay, Ian, does the Asher add force to the force field?
It keeps it balanced.
Keeps it balanced.
You don't add to a force field. You're either balanced or you're imbalanced.
Okay.
So if the dilithium crystals are fresh, it makes power. If they're messed up, then Scotty's fucked. Scotty's blinked.
It is. I'm gonna clean this one up right up. Ion, are there such things as the lithium crystals? Because you've brought those up.
Sure.
Like, there are.
Sure, there are. Sure, there are.
So that goes back to Star Trek and Scotty. So were there A2 aliens giving advice to Star Trek?
Mm-hmm. When they created Gene Roddenberry was. Gene Roddenberry was very, very, very aware.
Wow.
That's how they got all the stuff, and that's how it was introduced. That's where cell phones came from.
Yes, yes,
with
yes.
The tricorders. Remember the tricorders?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
It introduced it so when you had a cell phone, you wouldn't be too odd. It wouldn't be too odd.
So he was very aware. Is that because he had counsel with the A2 aliens? Is that why he was so aware?
Sure. Sure. Sure.
Okay.
That's what Bad Robot J.J. Abrams come up with, too. Very cleverly appropriate. Very cleverly appropriate. Sometimes almost too appropriate, you see.
Okay, thank you.
And then
for
you
that.
Burn up for a while, and then you freeze to death for a while. Isn't this a wonderful life?
So are you, JW, burning up now or freezing?
Freezing now. Was burning up a minute ago, but comes and goes.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Ion, this is an old question that I finally came up because you brought up some topics.
Let's do a new answer to the old question. We like that.
No, this was something you brought up, an old question that I had, but I never addressed it. And then it just popped up because you brought up the aura. And in the Revelation series, part 6, you were covering chapter 16, and you told Bob that the vials of the vile judgments were the chakras.
Yes.
And
agreed.
My question is, are there chemical formulas for the vile judgments?
Yes, there are, but we're not going to give them now.
Okay. Okay.
Carolyn's got most of them.
Okay.
So you're getting the grimoire shit now, and you know you can't have that.
Right. I know.
We'll dump it, but you won't know what it is. And then, you know.
Right.
As Chad says, I heard it, and I knew everything about it. I wrote it. It was my session, and I controlled it. And then I re-listened to it again, and it's totally something different that I didn't hear at all.
Yeah, that's the fun part of the archives. That's
yeah.
Going back and listening. Okay, Ian, I have
It seems like our words never change, but the archives have a tendency to, eh?
Well, they slip and slide, but you brought that up that they're changing, so that makes sense. Okay, I have to I have some words to clear up from 2020 that piggyback off of the aura being connected to the poles of the earth from January 2020. But in December 2020, I did a follow-up on the aura and about the aura being connected to the poles, and you mentioned that it's a gyroscope and a magneto, but I failed to clarify what you were referencing. Were you referencing that the aura is a gyroscopic magneto?
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Okay, is that a do or a we didn't say?
That's a pretty cool.
Pretty cool, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a lot of horror notes that are starting to appear on my radar. Okay,
Bert, are you saying aura, A-U-R-A?
Aura chakras.
Aura.
Okay.
Aura, not the...
Wait.
A-U-R-A.
Not the... Like the heavenly glow around you that people try to read.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, we received the clarification that the Hara helps one connects the chakras and the blooming lotus flowers and descendant autonomic system. But is the blooming lotus flower an extension of the chakras?
Of course.
Okay, moving right along. It's almost time to go to the beach. Okay. Okay, Ian, do the chakras.
Pack your shit, Bob. Pack your shit, Bob. It's going to be a long swim home.
Hey, by the way, Ian, I saw some type of documentary on. Anyway, I'll go back to that. I'll try to retract that. But it has something to do with what you said, but it verified that Hawaii is moving to Alaska. But I have to get the source somewhere in the Outer Kingdom. I heard that. I'm like, fuck, Ian said that. There's something there's something going on in the Pacific Ocean. But anyway, moving right along.
Yep.
Okay, Ian, do the chakras add power to the lymphatic system?
They gauge it. That's how you set your ohmage.
Okay.
Wow, that's awesome. That relates to frequency so much.
Yeah. Everything's frequency. Okay, Ian. T cells. In June 2021, you said that the synovial fluid has to do with the T cells and how the immune system is balanced. But then you also added that living carbon will make our body produce engineered T cells. But I have some words where you were speaking about that the T cells are soft cells. So my question is, does the living carbon turn the produced T cells in the meat sack, turn them into hard cells?
Maybe.
Okay.
Is a hard cell? Way.
Okay. Say it a different way.
All right. What's the lifespan of a T cell?
That's a great question there. I've never considered that life cell, but. What doesn't that mean?
30 to 160 days.
30 to 160 days, okay. But that's the soft T cell you're referring to, correct?
Correct. Very good.
So then the living carbon would extend that it would be, it wouldn't have a lifespan. It wouldn't have a time span or a lifespan, correct?
Yes.
So is a hard cell a cell that has a sealed valence and balance?
Heart of the matter is the matter of the heart.
Okay, it goes back to the heart of the matter. Okay. Okay. I have some words that you've said about the cells. That's, the cells are like supreme rocks, and they do not have to be suspended in liquid. Were you referring to ascended cells, or that all cells, even unascended cells?
Give some context, because we can answer both, and both would be right.
Okay, context. Because when you said cells are like supreme rocks, and I'm thinking of ascended cells, but then you also...
Go ahead.
But I remember you saying that if you took the inside of all cells, you could take every one and put them in a sugar cube. So that would mean all cells then. Correct?
Agreed.
That all cells are supreme rocks.
Agreed.